It's Ash Wednesday, and in Rome today, Pope John Paul II called for a day of prayer and fasting as part of his campaign against war in Iraq. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Many non-believers, agnostics, and atheists heeded the Pope's appeal to fast for peace. At his weekly general audience, John Paul reiterated his concerns.
As we begin our Lenten journey this year, we cannot ignore the tense international situation.
The Pope said that everyone must knowingly assume responsibility and make a common effort to spare humanity another dramatic conflict. At noon, throngs of peace activists unfurled a 50-meter-long rainbow-colored banner under the Pope's window. There were middle-aged ladies, young Catholic peaceniks, and many people who normally don't take part in religious activities. One of them was Roberto Giudici, a member of the leftist Metal Workers Union. He said, "I don't know if we can prevent war, but this banner will be seen on TV by millions of people throughout the world. We are also against Saddam Hussein, but the problem with dictators is that behind them are innocent people who are the main victims of wars." The Pope's call for prayer and fasting was embraced also by the Anglican Church in Britain and by the Geneva-based World Council of Churches, as well as by many leftist politicians in Italy. Italian Jewish leaders announced they'll fast on March 17th for peace, against terrorism, and against all dangers facing mankind. In recent weeks, the Pope has received numerous political leaders, including British Prime Minister Tony Blair, Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz, and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. In fact, the Pope has become the standard bearer of an international anti-war movement. The Vatican has spoken out against the concept of a preventive war, a notion it describes as not only dangerous but also as intrinsically stupid. Papal biographer Marco Politi said John Paul's moral and political commitment to this diplomatic offensive are nearly unprecedented.
It happened only once in the past 25 years when Pope John Paul II was fighting for solidarity and the freedom of Poland.
Today, as the Pope led prayers in Rome, his special envoy, Cardinal Pio Laghi, was delivering a papal letter to President George Bush at the White House. Politi says that John Paul's major concern is that a unilateral war will open a rift between the West and the Islamic world, will increase terrorism, and, most importantly, will undermine the authority of the United Nations and international law. Some religious authorities have urged John Paul to address the UN. Politi says no decision has been reached, but he doesn't rule it out.
He is ready to do whatever he can do to stop this war, because he is really convinced that it will be catastrophic.
Politi points out that whatever happens in the next few weeks, the Pope has already achieved an important result.
He has succeeded in sending a clear signal to the Islamic countries that this is not a war of the Christians against the Islamic world.
And the Pope's stance has given moral force to the growing international anti-war front. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.